The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Missy, you think your fiance, Ben, is cheating on you. I hate doing these, but why?
Well, we live together, and it feels just like the past couple of weeks, it's been really strange. He has been getting up in the middle of the night, kind of about like 12:30, and sneaking downstairs and going into like his office. I've caught him on the computer and on the phone. And when I walk in there, he hangs up the phone really fast. And I'm like, babe, you know, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. It's just work stuff.
Can you hear some of the contents of the phone call?
No, I mean, I can't hear anything. He's just like whispering. It's real shady.
When you walk down there and you catch him, is he dressed?
Oh, Manny.
I mean,
let's figure out what he's doing on the phone.
Thank you, Roy.
Yeah.
What do you think? He's calling a hotline?
Maybe.
Who knows what dudes are up to? They're not the greatest.
No, I mean, he's still like in his pajama pants. And I mean, no, he's whispering. He's on the phone, but he hangs up really fast. He's just really shady about it.
If he's not cheating on you, is he in a business where maybe he gets on the phone? Is he talking to, because I know there's people that deal with other countries, you know, China,
yeah.
And they're up, you know, working with the markets and stuff like that. Does he have a job where maybe something swung in that way?
Kind of, but that's really stretching it.
Okay.
And is this obviously new, I'm assuming, Missy.
Right. It is.
He's never been up this late before.
No, never.
Yeah.
Listen, and we've always said that if you have the feeling, there's something there.
Yeah.
There's something there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and dial him up on his cell phone, and we'll see who he sends the flowers to, okay?
Okay.
Now, it's important to let him tell us what he wants on the note. So if he doesn't send it to you, that may give us insight on who this person is and the relationship, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Ben, please.
This is he.
Hi, Ben. My name is Kara. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our monthly social media giveaway. And I have $100 in beautiful red roses for you to send to somebody free of charge. No delivery fee. And we selected your name and number through our Instagram account.
Okay, so what do I got to do?
I just need the name of the person you'd like to send these flowers to, and then I'll get their address here from you in a moment, but we'll just send them off this afternoon.
Okay. So I'm just going to send them to my fiance, Missy.
Okay. And what would you like to put on Missy's card?
Sorry, I've been acting so weird lately. I love you, babe.
Okay. Sweet. Something going on that, the contents of your note are a little open-ended?
Yeah, well, I've been really working late lately, and she's kind of coming down and, like, checking on me, so I just want her to know that everything's okay, and I don't know, things just been a little weird around the house lately.
Okay, just making her feel special.
Exactly, she is special.
Okay.
Babe, I think that's really sweet, and I'm glad that you're sending them to me.
What? Hey, what's going on here?
I had to confess. I brought you on the radio because of all the sneaking around in the office and stuff, and I had to find out if you were cheating on me or not.
So, Ben,
are you serious?
Yeah, you're on War of the Roses. My name's not Kara. It's Lauren. But, Missy, don't you still want to know what he's doing up that late?
I do. It's driving me nuts. What are you doing down there? I mean, I can't stand it.
I mean, now you put me in a situation. Dang.
Not really.
Yeah.
You could just tell us. If you're cheating, you might as well come clean and...
Well, no, buddy. I ain't cheating. That ain't my style, okay?
Why are you creeping around at nighttime?
Missy... You got a birthday coming up, don't you?
Yes.
Right. So, as a good fiance, I was trying trying, key word there, to put together a surprise birthday party for your 30th birthday. Where does Sandy live?
Oh, my God. In California.
Yeah, and there's a time difference, right? So I got to have to catch her at the right time when she gets off work and everything. So, yeah, I've been up a little bit late at night talking to her, trying to get things situated so she could be there as a surprise. But here we are.
Okay, Ben, you don't have to be sassy about it.
Well, I think Ben's a little upset that we ruined the surprise that he's been working on.
A little bit. I am, just a little bit.
Oh, my God. Babe, I feel so bad. I am so sorry.
Well, that's okay. Really just sweet. Act surprised when you, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I mean, that's so sweet. And I feel really bad now.
Well, I feel bad that you, I put you in a position to where you thought I was cheating on you. I mean, gosh, I can't believe you thought I was cheating.
I'm just going to throw this out there. If we call Sandy, would she know that there was a surprise party happening? I mean, Sandy's not the mistress in all this, is she?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay. She would all right.
Okay.
All right. There's your answer. You got it.
X surprise.
Well, thanks, you guys.
All right, Missy. Congratulations.
I'll see you later.
Happy birthday. All right, Ben. No flowers, BT Dubs.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings at kiss95.1.com.